With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says the nation's public broadcasting system has become politically biased and time has passed it by and thus ordered federal funding to be slashed. A court fight seems inevitable with the heads of PBS, NPR, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting all claiming that Mr. Trump's order is illegal. There's been a stark warning from Lebanese authorities aimed at the Hamas terrorist group.
Lebanese authorities have warned the Hamas group that it will face the harshest measures if it carries out any attacks from Lebanon. The warning from the Higher Defense Council, Lebanon's top military body, comes weeks after several Lebanese and Palestinians were detained on suspicion of firing rockets from Lebanon into northern Israel. A statement read by Brigadier General Mohammed al-Mustafa said, Hamas and other factions will not be allowed to endanger national stability and that the safety of Lebanon's territories is above all. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The April jobs report shows the unemployment rate remains steady from the previous month. This update from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Labor Department reported Friday that U.S. employers added 177,000 jobs in April. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.2%. Both numbers, which demonstrate that the U.S. labor market remains in good condition, are based on surveys taken in the immediate wake of the Trump administration's move in early April to institute the highest level of tariffs on imports since the 1930s. The gain extended the streak of U.S. job growth to 52 months. Bernie Bennett reporting.
4 days of clashes between pro-government gunmen and members of a minority sect in Syria have left nearly 100 people dead and raised fears of deadly sectarian violence. The deeply divided country is trying to emerge from decades of dictatorship. The clashes are the worst between forces loyal to the government and Druze fighters since the fall of President Bashar Assad. This is SRN News. Mixed report for the Southern Baptist Convention. SRN's Michael Harrington has this report.
America's largest Protestant denomination has released its annual numbers, and they reveal that membership is down to its lowest level in half a century. However, amongst those folks who are Southern Baptist, regular church attendance is up, and the number of annual baptisms continues to climb since bottoming out during the pandemic. The SBC now has 12.7 million members, about a quarter of a million less than before. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Investigators say the leak of a Wisconsin Supreme Court abortion order last year was likely deliberate, but they don't know who was responsible. The June leak of a draft order showed the court would take a case brought by Planned Parenthood, which is seeking to declare access to abortion a right protected by the state constitution. The Wisconsin court has yet to set a date for oral arguments in the Planned Parenthood case. This is SRN News. There's been a deadly tour van crash outside of Yellowstone National Park.
Seven people have died and eight were injured after a vehicle crashed Thursday night on a stretch of highway near Henry's Lake State Park in eastern Idaho. State police say the driver of a Dodge Ram died when the pickup truck collided with a tour van carrying 14 people. The crash is under investigation. Roger Merrill was driving home and shot clips of flames engulfing the two vehicles and survivors being helped by the side of the road. Merrill says it took what felt like a long time for responders to arrive because of the remote location, 16 miles west of Yellowstone National Park. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street extending its gains to a ninth straight day, marking its longest winning streak since 2004. The rally Friday was spurred by a better-than-expected report on the job market and a resurgent hope of a ratcheting down of the trade showdown in China. The S&P 500 climbing 1.5%, the Dow average 1.4%. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.